Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
I'm Delaney from Oklahoma City, and I'm so grateful and thankful for my health today. By walking every day and eating delicious, healthy meals for the last year and a half, I've made it halfway to my health goals. One thing I've learned throughout this journey is that being healthy is anything but boring. This life is not about making sacrifices. It's about finding healthy replacements that you love and that make you feel good.
Learn how to live healthy your way at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSEP.
Smith's Gold was developed by the OSU Wheat Improvement Team to extend the life of Gallagher genetics in environments limited by stripe rust, Hessian fly, and green bugs. And boy, oh boy, it delivers even more. Superior wheat grazing, better test weights, and better baking qualities compared to its parent Gallagher, one of the best OSU varieties ever. Learn more about the story on Smith's Gold by going to OKGenetics.com. That's OKGenetics.com.
Well, today, voters in 53 counties are heading to the polls for the August 27th runoff primary election and several nonpartisan elections as well. State Election Board is offering some tips and reminders to all Oklahoma voters ahead of the election. Polls are going to be open today from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Lines at the polls are typically the longest before work, during your lunch hour, and after work. All eligible voters that are standing in line by 7 will also be permitted to vote. Voters are reminded that Oklahoma has modified closed primaries. So under Oklahoma law, a runoff primary election is held if no candidate receives a majority of the votes in the primary election. Not every voter at every precinct is going to have an election today. So you can go to the OK Voter portal online and check your county election board, and they'll tell you what all the things are up if you are going to the polls and have an opportunity to vote today. Well, the Oklahoma State Fair coming to town September the 12th through the 22nd. I had an opportunity to sit down with Scott Munns, the public relations specialist for the fair, to talk about all this year's fun events.
We're excited about it. There's all sorts of last-minute prepping taking place. Tickets have been on sale for a while for Disney on Ice and Hoofs and Horns, and we recently released information about our new attractions and also our new food items. So we're excited about it. Everybody around here gets a sense of excitement. The adrenaline level here is off the charts, and we're excited about it. We're excited to get the gates open and offer our efforts, if you will, to the Oklahoma public.
And of course, you got to try all the food.
Well, I am considered around here, it's almost a self-proclaimed, actually people have given me this title as the official fair food taster. So I do go around and eat a lot of it. I have a few of my favorite items, and obviously I'm aware of the new food list, and there are a few on there that I've highlighted that I need to get out and try. But my all-time Hall of Fame favorite out here is the Polish sausage from Netterfield's concession up on the circle. I think it's the best food product and has been for many years, so you'll find me there more often than not. But I do go around and try some of the new offerings also. But I will tell you, that's why, you know, you come early, you stay late, you walk around in between, and you can eat three or four times throughout the day.
For all the events, the calendars, all the exhibits, you can go to okstatefair.com. To hear my complete conversation with Scott Munns about the Oklahoma State Fair this year and all the events, you can go to oklahomafarmreport.com. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that farmers and ranchers are the heartbeat of our communities. With every crop harvested and animal raised, you're not just growing food, you're nurturing the foundations of our communities. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.